Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Thank you for downloading. Look, we still have footy tickets to give away, and I'm just saying, if you listen to this podcast, you will get like 95% of the way there, and all you have to do, if you message us online, we will tell you the exact time to call. It's kind of illegal. We'll do it. We'll put the exact time to call tomorrow to win the tickets, but it has to be your guess.
A podcast exclusive.
Yeah.
It's okay, because during the show, we tell them anyway. They're like, we were like, oh, after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So make sure you're listening live if you want those footy tickets. But thanks for sticking around. We've got a great show coming up. Dr. D, of course, because it is Thursday. He likes to join us, and he's actually on the road.
Yeah, he's like learning.
He's do you know that pilots have to do that as well? Like,
learn.
Constant.
Yeah, they'll be on the road. Aren't they supposed to be in the sky?
Now, I want to kick off the show with the thing that everybody is talking about, and I mean everybody. Look, footy, even if you're not a sports person, okay, bear with me, because the footy media is like obsessed sometimes, and there will be one big talking point of the week. And you know what? I want to talk about the big talking point of this week. Triple M is about good times, greatest hits, and footy. Yes, everyone's chatting in the media, in the sports media. What are we talking about? They're talking about Dusty might go to Sydney. What?
No. Is that a thing they're talking about?
Yeah.
Really?
Getting out of the Melbourne fishbowl. That's not what we're going to talk about. No. We're talking about the new rules. No.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about the hottest topic in football right now, and that is Parker taunting Dylan Scheel.
Oh.
So Luke Parker of the Sydney Swans.
Yeah.
Kicking a great goal against Essendon.
Yep.
And on his way back to the middle, he was doing like these little like, oh, I'm scared. Oh, and like these little flinches.
Like as in, like, don't bump me?
Yeah, as in saying to the player, oh, you don't want to be, oh, don't touch me. Oh, I don't want to be touched kind of thing. I'm soft. And this has gone off.
Why'd he do that?
Because they were running rampant. Essendon laid 30 tackles for the whole game. There were guys registering maxes of like one tackle.
So are we saying
four
like
quarters?
Like, is he taunting Essendon, saying that they're soft?
That they're soft, they're scared, they're flighty.
Okay.
And this has gone off. This has been talked about all week. Okay, so that happened Saturday. Then it was like Sunday night on the couch. They had Dyson Heppel.
Yeah.
No, first up, they had Matty Lloyd's Sunday footy show in the morning, then Dyson Heppel, then Footy Classified, and it just keeps rolling. Here's Hutchie just walking us through it.
So we start, Lordo, with your Bombers, and you're a part of this story. Dyson Heppel, the Essendon captain, in an emotional and at times fruity, it must be said, interview, hit back at some of your criticism, I guess, on the weekend.
You never, ever want to be walked over in life or disrespected in any way. And I thought Dylan Scheel was disrespected in a way you never want to be treated as a footballer. And this was the next contest. I would have ploughed straight through Parker here.
I had no idea it was happening in the moment. I hadn't even seen the vision. That was the first time, so.
So there you go. That is Footy Classified, referencing on the couch, referencing the Sunday footy show, referencing the match between Sydney and Essendon. And yesterday, Coach John Longmire, to the press, referenced Footy Classified, referencing the Sunday footy show, referencing on the couch, referencing the Sydney-Essendon game. And look, I just want to weigh in on John Longmire referencing the Footy Classified, referencing on the couch, referencing the Sunday footy show, referencing the Essendon and Sydney game.
If I can, just for a quick moment, reference you referencing...
Good morning, Dr. D.
Good morning, Mr. Michael. How are you?
Hello, Dr. D. We have heard, a little birdie told me, that you never stop learning and you are a sponge for knowledge.
That's right. I am, in fact, a lifelong learner.
A lifelong learner.
And really?
You've headed to a conference at the moment. You're like a real doctor. You're not a P-plate doctor anymore, mate. You are climbing the ladder. What sort of conference, like, what are we looking at? Is it a pharmaceutical one? Are you getting, like, kickbacks?
I'm not getting kickbacks. I'm really excited though. It is like it's a mental health conference, and there's all these doctors from around Australia that are interested in specialising in mental health. So,
Are you in it right now? Are you not supposed to be on the phone? You're speaking very quietly.
Yeah, no, I'm.
It's from the massage. He's obviously getting massages right now, yeah.
In the spa at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's, no. I'm about to leave after, but I wanted to wait for you guys, you know?
Thank you. Oh, sorry thanks, for mate. Keeping you, but what are we learning about at the mental health conference? Because that's like your area of like expertise. That's what you want to move into.
Yeah. I mean, there's been like a lot of different things that we've covered through because mental health is like really broad and there's so many different conditions. But I thought something that was really interesting that I learned about was about burnout, which is a condition that, you know, affects not only the patients that we see, but also the doctors that I work with and probably a lot of people that are working in like really harsh conditions.
Ah, I've done a burnout before.
No, no. Yeah. Rev heads experience a lot of burnout.
So is it the classic thing we're thinking of, like working too hard?
Yeah. So it's people in really hard working conditions that find that they get really stressed for a long period of time and then kind of lose like a love of the job. They're feeling physically exhausted. They've got like a pretty poor attitude. They're really irritable. Their sleep's disrupted. And it kind of goes downhill from there.
How do we as a society look at mental health compared to physical health? Like, do you reckon we're not, we don't even scratch the surface in how much we look after it?
I reckon we're a lot better than we used to be because I remember back in the day, mental health was, you know, really hugely stigmatized and really poorly misunderstood. I think especially the younger generation are willing to have a discussion about, you know, things like depression, anxiety. Millennials like myself are talking about burnout quite a lot. And I think it's getting better.
So to avoid burnout, should we go to a mental health mechanic? Should we go get a checkup?
Yeah.
On our car mind?
You can, but I mean, it's always good to get a checkup on your car mind and your physical mind as well. But the best way to avoid burnout from the research they've done is to foster a good sense of connection with your peers, your colleagues, the people around you, to have a space that you can kind of talk about what's going on at work, to feel safe, that you can just ventilate everything that's going on, get all your frustrations out of your system, and feel supported by the people that you work with and go to a place where you feel supported by friends with similar experiences. Because they found that literally burnout can be prevented if there is a good support system and you feel really connected with the people around you.
Nice. And similar, keeping with the mechanic analogy, I think I mentally have bought a lemon. So like, but
a lot of work needs to be
done.
Yeah,
but I'm working on it. Well, what's one thing that you think people should just, that people can do at home right now? Like, is there like a count to 10? Is there like a, think of the color blue. Do you have anything that,
mindfulness,
like a quick tip?
I would say give a friend that you haven't talked to a call because,
And dump all your problems on them. Good idea. No, thanks, Dr.
No,
D. Okay.
No,
bye.
I didn't say that. Yeah, okay.
Well, Michael, and we're also all about great state of WA and its great attractions. You've got to figure out what this review could be for. Fun is trying to guess
when you play Guess Who. Game cards do not actually talk.
That's right. Guess Rev Who.
Yeah, 2-star review on a typically 4.8-star review place. Now, look, I think that throws you off just straight away because people must love it.
But this person hates it because they say, the view is not spectacular. Sewage smell wafts through the area. Not the draw card it is advertised to be. We have got Carly on the line now. Carly, where are you from?
From Kelgan River.
Where's that?
Oh. Is it a nice little spot?
Yeah, it's beautiful. What's in Albany.
What's happening in Kelgan?
Not much. It's a beautiful morning. Sun's just about to come up. There's a little bit of fog around, but it's lovely. It's good. Oh. It's a beautiful 8 degrees.
Nice. Have you checked out the Oyster Harbour yet?
No, I don't think so. I've only been here about 5 weeks. So I'm pretty new.
You got to check it out. I also can Google very quickly.
Now, do you think you know where this 2-star review could be for a view that this person claims is not spectacular, but everybody else thinks it's like 4.8 out of 5.
I think so. Is it the sky view or sky walk, whatever they call it, in Kalbarri?
Right, the Kalbarri sky walk. You done it!
Yay! Woo!
I was a little underwhelmed when we went there too.
Oh, really?
So you have been to the skywalk?
Yeah. We went there, it might have been last year or the year before, but just like on the pictures and stuff, it looks like it's you know, spectacular and it's a really big skywalk and all that kind of stuff. And then you get there and you're just kind of like, oh.
Whoa, whoa, like, calm down, Kylie. They might pick you up for a tourism ad.
Well, we hope you're not underwhelmed by our price.
That's only my opinion, obviously.
Yeah, but it matters. And unfortunately, now no one will go there. No, they will. They will check it out for themselves and then they'll go.
The window was beautiful.
Yeah, and once they've seen that, they'll come back and check out Cowgan River. So
Yes, they will.
And find you. No.
Congrats, Kylie. We've got a little something coming your way. We've got your number and all your dates.
Yep, so. That's how radio works. Perfect. We know where you live. We'll be there tomorrow.
All right, thank you. You guys have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Here's what happened
while you were sleeping. Cosa Cranes, for cranes, dozers, water and service truck hire.
Michael Ross, the boss of the latest major Aussie construction company on the brink of collapse, died just days before the crisis talks. I bet the boys still gave him a hard time for not coming in. Oh, classic Dave, bloody dying just to get a day off. condolences, though. We didn't know him. The Prime Minister had a gaffe yesterday during a game of soccer, and similar to Andrew Gaff, he hit a child. Did everyone see that? Where he ran into a child.
Because Andrew Gaff.
Yep, punched a child.
Punched. Andrew Brayshaw?
Yep.
Battle of the Andes.
Yes. Side note, in for West Coast this week, debutante Scott Morrison.
Hey!
Can't tackle climate change, but can tackle children. Doesn't like a civil union, doesn't mind a rugby union. More like out of Prime Minister.
Out of his prime.
Love it. Also, sex work has been decriminalised in Victoria, which means prostitutes can begin soliciting out on the streets, bringing a whole new meaning to the term hawkers.
Hey. I wonder why you booked your tickets.
It's fine.
He's got his flights.
It's fine. Yes,
I was like, wait, when are you going to Melbourne? Yeah. He's like, don't worry about it. It's Mitchell and Michael. I'm next.
It's all work.
We're talking houses as a property manager needs our help. And Mitch, someone in the community needs our help and we never turn them down.
No, never. Especially if you contact us on socials. Double especially if you slide into my personal Instagram DMs at Mitchell Tindley. I'll bloody help anyone.
With anything you need, Mitchell Tindley will be there for you.
Like you said, you've called it a cesspool. It's not. It's a successful.
Now, Robin contacted you, and she works for a property management group.
Yep.
They want to run like a little competition where you get like keys. Yes. There's 100 keys. Yeah. One key will unlock a door, and you win your rent pay.
Now, normally, if you're a business, you call the radio station, and we charge you like thousands of dollars to do this.
Yep.
But weirdly, we're doing it for free.
Yeah, you picked it up as freelance work. I was initially against it, but we've used the people instead, so I haven't had to lift a finger.
Yeah, and we're all for that.
So you've done the hard work on socials, and we've got actually Robin on the line now. Hi, Robin. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We have names for you.
Oh, my God.
And look, we're just going to fire them off. You just say yay or nay. These have all been sent in by a whole bunch of people. Okay.
I'm concerned.
All right. Reward door.
I mean, like, no, not...
You
not,
don't even have to think that much. Just say no. It's as quick as you
as
want.
As you feel it. How about crack the safe as houses?
Oh, yes.
Keys to success.
No.
All right.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Oh, God, yeah, that's quite good, actually.
Unlock the lot.
No.
The great rent robbery. Because you like breaking in through the door.
That's pretty good, actually.
The least we can do.
No.
So you're feeling? Have you got any more, Mitch? Because
the rest aren't great.
We've got a top three.
I got a second rent for present coming. So.
Oh God!
All right.
So your top three: crack the safe as houses, don't knock it till you try it, and the great rent robbery.
Yeah, they're probably the best ones, definitely.
And that lets you know how bad and how much we're all struggling to come up with a name.
There you go.
It's
you
not easy.
No.
What are they leaning towards? Can we get some insight into the office?
It's a bit cheesy, but we're going with it. I think we're thinking exceed is the key.
What? Exceed?
So,
what?
So the company is called Exceed, so Exceed is the key. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think your ones might be better. So yeah, maybe we need to you know, reconsider.
Look, you've probably heard this expression before, but can we speak to your manager? Because we need to, we will need to have a word with them eventually. Take it to the meeting, let us know what they think, but we need to know what you end up calling this.
Okay, all right, I'll let you know.
Oh God, this is so exciting.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, thanks.
Coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, your chance to win a double pass to Fremantle v Collingwood this weekend at Optus Stadium. So make sure you're listening after 8 o'clock. Speaking of sport, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has made sporting headlines.
Yes.
After he was playing a little bit of soccer in Devonport, Tasmania.
Yep.
And just decided that he didn't like the round ball game.
No.
He just too much love for his Sharkies in the NRL, and he tackled a child. You good?
You good?
You right, mate?
He did do that thing where he fell on the kid, but then he like rolled to lift the kid up as if he was sort of going like, yeah, it's okay, it's all good.
And look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, Mr. Prime Minister.
Why didn't the Secret Service come in and like take the kid away?
There's nothing to be ashamed of. It happens all the time, particularly to Liberal leaders. If we look back to the previous Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he had a little moment at Willetton Basketball Stadium.
Yeah. And a pretty funny video has just emerged of Prime Minister Turnbull
not even trying from the free throw line.
Hoops, but failing dramatically. Mr. Turnbull.
Straight into the rim.
That is my high school basketball team of Malcolm Turnbull hitting the bottom of the ring with a basketball. Malcolm turned the ball over.
But again, Malcolm, nothing to be ashamed of because the Liberal Prime Minister before him, the one and only John Howard. Oh, I forgot about Tony Abbott. He's just weird. He had an onion. But John Howard, of course, in Pakistan.
Australia's most famous cricket tragic, Prime Minister Howard, couldn't resist the temptation to roll the arm over while he's in Pakistan. Mr. Howard failed to handle the local conditions with his first delivery. That was a dead ball. Not wanting to damage Australia's cricket reputation on the subcontinent, he stepped up again. Wide that time.
Just hopeless.
Really bad stuff.
And look, again, Mr. John Howard, nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
Because a Liberal Prime Minister before John Howard, equally as bad at sport, Harold Holt.
Can't even swim.
Giving away a double pass to the footy right now. Collingwood versus Frio this weekend, mate. 22nd at Optus Stadium. All you got to do is figure out my quiz. Is it Dockers or Pies?
The lovely tender meat, the finest you can buy.
I don't want to be a pie.
I don't like gravy.
I don't like gravy.
Oh, it's like chicken runners is here at the studio. Yes, it's not Fremantle versus Collingwood. I want to know about Dockers and Pies or Bakers. We got Scotty from Parabadu on the line. Scott, mate, are you ready to go for the big quiz?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, so first up, in 1919, there were famous WA riots. Who rioted? The Dockers or Bakers?
I think it's the Dockers on that one. Dockers.
Yeah.
Very, got it.
Yeah, the unions do like a good riot, and yeah. I'm not sure if the Bakers really have a big union, but there we go. On to the next one. You've got to get all three right to get the double pass. A floater is a what? Is it a docker who has fallen off the wharf, and they go, oh, we got a floater, get the life ring, is it a pie served in pea soup?
Oh, my God. All right, this is a 50-50 game. Pie pea soup.
Very nice.
Yeah, yes. Because a floater, obviously you fall off a boat, you might not float.
Pie floaters, very popular in South Australia.
And if you're a floater, why would you need to go rescue him? You'd take your time, wouldn't you?
Finally, to score yourself a double pass to the footy this weekend, is the Brig Amity a ship that is currently in dry dock in Albany, or is it a pub in Albany that serve the best pies?
Oh.
I think I've heard about this. I think it's the pub that serves the pies.
Oh, Scotty!
No,
you're so close, mate. Double pass for you, unfortunately.
Well, you can still see the footy, remember, but you got to pay full price.
Draft.
Better luck. You can tune in tomorrow as well for another chance. And this one, if you can get this last question today, there will be a double pass going someone else's way. Who has the Brig Amity? Is it a pub or is it a ship?
Michael Ross, I was thinking of like a present idea because your birthday's coming up, June 13.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I know, I bloody remembered. And I was like, okay, who can I get to say happy birthday. And I stumbled across Cameo. And some of the prices for those celebrities does not match their fame. And some should be charging higher, some should be a much lower. So I want to play a game called Cameo. Oh, is that how much they cost? That is right.
Because people on Cameo are rich or famous.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Mundo. Now, first up, we have the notorious Chappelle Corby.
Oh, Chappelle. Pop the magic dragon, live by the sea. Sorry, I couldn't find a Chappelle clip.
She was convicted, so it's fine. Yeah. Now, Michael Ross
maintains her innocence.
If you don't know what Cameo is, they can send you like a special message. You write to them, they will read it out for a price. How much do you think a 30-second video from Chappelle Corby is saying, like, oh, Michael, happy birthday?
A tenner.
A dime bag. No, incorrect.
Right, obviously more.
$43.
But yeah, see, under 50.
Yeah.
That's not good
for
Cameo.
And now you like this man. Like, this is why I would get him for you. The cricket commentator, Kerry O'Keefe.
Oh, Skull.
Yeah.
This man.
I noticed this woman sitting in my lounge room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was in and out with Fox Cricket. And then with COVID, I started to talk to her. And she told me she was my wife.
Kerry's one of the best.
He is one of the best. Well, he's on Cameo. He's available. How much? I mean, does he tell a joke in his message? How much do you think Kerry O'Keefe charges for a 30-second video?
100. It's got to be 100.
No, but like, I'll give it to you. $91.
Oh, yeah.
$91.
That's fair.
$1.
That's fair for Skull.
Now, finally, Michael Ross, how much does this Australian icon charge for a 30-second video? What about me? Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm talking about you. Shannon Knoll.
The Shannon Knoll.
And Shannon Knoll now, not Shannon Knoll in 2001. Shannon Knoll now.
That's, oh, yeah, actually. I reckon he could have charged more in the past. It's been a long time. But he still is like, he's still Shannon Knoll. He has a very I don't care, and that he doesn't want to be on Cameo. So if you want him, you got to pay $200?
Incorrect. Oh. $123.
$120. That's fair.
You buy a lot at the corner shop. But I would say this, Michael Ross, you're getting none of them.
I'm getting none of them.
Well, that's $43. It's way too much.
I just want to tell Nolsey, mate, you got a lift.
Oh, good one.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.